Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Spotlight. I am Teresa Strongmeyer with Action Coach Tampa Bay, and today we have Travis Stokes with us. Travis, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about your business and how long you've been in the area.
Yeah, sure. So Neon Blue has been established since 2018. We are hyper-focused on helping startups, SMBs, managed service providers with product marketing and go-to-market strategies. So definitely a little bit different than the typical marketing firm. We're not necessarily trying to be a jack of all and a master of none. The team is hyper-focused on specifically those two facilities. One, because most organizations, unfortunately, don't have a go-to-market strategy whenever they're trying to release a new product, new service, introduce themselves to a new market. And oftentimes having an impactful go-to-market strategy is going to be critical to making sure that they hit their targets, hit their goals, and more importantly, do something that I've coined, which is taking prospects and turning them into evangelists, right? I've been in marketing for a little over 20 years, give or take. I've worked closely with brands such as Rockaware. I worked on the street team when Jay-Z was launching his 40/40 club in New York. I started my own entertainment company, for a lack of a better word, in Atlanta, Georgia, when I was an undergrad, hyper-focused on helping smaller locations, very niche SMBs, get more foot traffic, establish a digital presence. And that worked out to be very well. And then in corporate, again, what I find more oftentimes than not from a marketing standpoint is it's really easy to set money on fire at the top of the funnel when there's a lack of a strategy, a lack of a unique Yes. value proposition. So a lot of our efforts and what we try to focus on is everything from the middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, and even post-sale, right? Because there's definitely an opportunity that most organizations, especially marketing organizations, unfortunately, don't take into consideration on how they can actually impact the experience for customers after the sale, right? So oftentimes, nobody thinks about customers post-sale until they start churning out. Unfortunately, a lot of our strategies that we develop actually enhance the ability to not have churn and actually mitigate it where possible by educating customers post-sale, nurturing them, and giving other cross-sell opportunities for the organization. And our product marketing solutions are pretty much geared towards being able to help facilitate gaps within most marketing facilities. So our team is established where we can write blogs, we can host webinars, we can create all types of content across the funnel for an organization. Again, aligning that to whatever that organization's strategy is. And if they don't have a strategy, then we work hand in hand with establishing that with them. So we've been doing that for the last 6 years, give or take. I've been really thankful and pleased for a lot of the partners that we've been able to work with over the years. A lot of our engagements initially start off on project-based engagements, mm-hmm. but then eventually they turn into monthly retainers where fortunately they love our strategy. They found the impact in the strategy. The executives team always has further follow-up questions, and then we wind up becoming an extension to that marketing team. If not, we start off their marketing team for them. So I had a really interesting run over these last couple of years, and I'm thankful for not just the partners that we work with, but my team members and, well, my colleagues as well. So mm-hmm. that's the long and short of it.
Awesome. I think you answered every question. So So are you based here locally? Are you virtual? Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we actually started off in Tampa. I currently mm-hmm. live in Lakeland. My team definitely remote. That's actually a big thing for me, is to maintain a remote workforce. One, because I've worked, again, I try to take into consideration budgets and things of those lines. If I opted to have an office, I would have to take the cost of that office and give it off to my customers, right? And I think the ability for us not to do that allows us to provide that much more quality of a solution to our partners, because I'm not setting all money on fire for my nice office, for lack of a better word, right? My team works in a very agile type manner, and I try to make sure that they have the best work-life balance possible. That gives them the ability to engage with other markets, see other parts of the world, and that actually helps feed a lot of our different strategies, because my team is actually able to go into the market and do a lot of things that other agencies just aren't capable of doing. So market research is actually a big thing for us. So whenever we have an opportunity where we're exploring a market that we're not necessarily familiar with, we have the budget where I can actually send people to said location, host focus groups, get that information, and really come back and implement that in our go-to-market strategies to increase success. So
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I love that. So what got you into this line of work?
So it was a twist of fate, for lack of a better phrase. So my career, I actually had my bachelor's degree in information technology. I had my master's in information systems management. And I was working for a startup company called ConnectWise. Some people may or may not have heard of them, but they were a hyper-focused SaaS company working with managed service providers. I started off on their technical support side. I was one of those people that was really gung-ho about trying to make sure that I use my degree to try to make a living for myself.
Right.
And what wound up happening from that was I had an engagement where it was an opportunity for me to not only solve the issue for the partner, but also kind of highlight better ways to use the application. And then from that, I wound up creating an opportunity for the account manager. And I guess from that led into product marketing, where it's the ability to engage every part of the organization, identify opportunities and positions where we can actually do better. So from that one conversation, I actually helped the development team identify an enhancement for the platform. I helped the sales team get an opportunity, and the support team got a great customer service score from the whole thing, right? So it kind of touched on a couple different things. And the ideal product marketer should understand that while our job is focused in marketing, it's also the ability to evangelize across the organization opportunities for growth. So I actually became Pragmatic Marketing certified through my training and introductory to becoming a product marketing manager for ConnectWise. That company sold or was acquired by Thoma Bravo for $1.5 billion. I took my equity share from the company and decided to start Neon Blue with the blessings of the CEO, actually, because he understood the skill set that I had and how unique it would be to manage service providers and just startups in general. So that was an opportunity for me to test my entrepreneurial mettle a little bit harder. Again, I started a company when I was an undergrad. I've always had the entrepreneurial bug. I guess it was from my parents one way or another. But for me, it was an opportunity for me to go into the market, bring something different that I don't see a lot of organizations doing, and really help companies get to that goal that they're trying to get to, or if not get there, then definitely exceed it. So,
right. So what has been the biggest challenge for you over the last couple of years, and how have you gotten through it?
So it's interesting that you say that. So one of the biggest challenges for us was, again, being remote. That was definitely a big challenge, because a lot of times a lot of agencies will invite you to their nice office, et cetera, et cetera. So for us, it was, how can we actually differentiate ourselves in that respective space and provide value to people that they hadn't necessarily considered before? And it's interesting. I came across a solution in an organization that I wound up working with to help differentiate ourselves. They're called DeskRig. I would highly encourage anybody to take a look at them. An amazing organization with an amazing team. But a lot of what they're hyper-focused on was helping us reestablish and define our digital presence a lot better. So when COVID came around, everybody went to remote video meetings. And the unfortunate thing about it was really hard to become the authority in the room when you look like everyone else's, their backgrounds were distracting. I've seen people have their cats walk across the screen, right? Or just be distracted by other things that are going on in the background. And what I wanted to make sure was, one, my partners heard me, the prospects understood what I was doing, but more importantly, provide a means to deliver content in a virtual setting that was different than anyone else had been doing in the market before. So a lot of the time that I actually spent at ConnectWise was hosting webinars, very familiar with working with a large studio. They actually had like their own television tile studio in there, worked with a green screen. And the issue was, how can I leverage that type of technology and bring it over to corporate? So that was actually a big thing for us, was being able to redefine ourselves during COVID, when unfortunately, a lot of companies were folding, but provide our partners with a unique solution that allowed them to enable their remote workforce in a more unique and branded manner, but also provide their sales team with the ability to come across as a more enterprise and polished solution. So a lot of the go-to-market strategies that we actually develop, we take into consideration that there is some level of a remote hybrid workforce. And what can we do to make sure that that remote sales team specifically is as enabled as possible to nurture that conversation and stand out against all the other competitors in the space? So I'm fortunate to say that, you know, it was a combination of sheer luck by coming across that organization DeskRig and really just quickly being able to validate whether or not this solution is something that we can use in-house, but more importantly, how can we take it downstream to our partners?
Love it. So as we end this, tell me, what motivates you? What keeps you motivated day to day?
I think it's my upbringing. So I didn't grow up with a silver spoon. I grew up in Brooklyn. My parents are both Caribbean immigrants, so I'm first generation American. I watched my parents work hard, and I understood the value of hard work and not being daunted by challenges. So for me, I like working hard. I like accepting challenges. I'm not scared of the size of the mountain. I'm going to climb it one way or another or move it out my way. That's how my parents raised me. I believe that one of the things that I enjoy working with are organizations that understand that their business is more than the product or service that they're selling. There are core values inherent to them. There are ways that you can differentiate yourselves. And I consider myself a guerrilla style entrepreneur, where I like to identify what the best in class are doing in any respective field, find out why that works, why it doesn't work, and try to leverage a strategy and create it from my colleagues and my partners in such a way where by the time the biggest guys in the room understand that we're there, it's kind of too late. You have no choice but to acknowledge us and accept us in the market, right?
Love it.
I use a lot of high market standards by trying to also make sure that I'm not setting a huge budget on fire really quickly. So we're incredibly agile. We're really quickly at testing things and validating what's working and what's not working, what's right, what's missing, what's confusing, kind of a thing, implementing that in a strategy and then going into the market with confidence moving forward. So for me, I enjoy challenges. I enjoy working with startups that don't know what's going on, or I even prefer the ones that think that they know what's going on, so I can actually change that notion, right? I'm really data and analytics driven. So before I typically make most decisions, I try my best to get information so I make the best sound decision. But I also don't have the problem with jumping out of a plane and then trying to find the parachute after the fact, kind of a thing. I actually enjoy skydiving quite a lot. So
wonderful. So thank you so much. And just so that everyone knows and they hear it, I'll have all your information written below the video, but also tell them how they can reach out to you.
Yeah. So you can definitely reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's always a great place to network and engage with people. You can go to neonblueconsulting.com, fill out any one of the forms there, and a member of my team will definitely reach out to you and go ahead and take that next step. Ideally, I'm one of those people where I try to make myself as available as possible, because a lot of the partners that we work with do span the globe. I have partners in the UK, I have partners in Australia. So for me, it doesn't matter what time zone it is that you're in. If there's a language barrier, technology will help us fix that. So I'm all about meeting new people, having conversations. And sometimes I don't even mind just giving high level strategic analysis. One, because I like seeing people win, right? At the crux of me as an individual. I believe if somebody around me wins, I win in some shape, form, or manner. So I oftentimes am trying to play for the name on the front of the jersey and not necessarily the name on the back of the jersey, if that makes sense.
Love it. It has been a sheer pleasure. I know that our folks watching are really going to enjoy this. So thank you again for your time. And for you all who are watching, keep in touch with us. Make sure that you're watching these videos. Reach out to these wonderful business owners in the area, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.